hopefully we can do better this year and exceed that for 4,000 pounds.
The Inglis County Health Department has planned the Pack the Ambulance food drives. EMS Director Danita Schroeder stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Really, we're doing it this time of the year. They want us to help out those kiddos that are out of school and may not have access to getting the school lunches. And that way we help fill the shelves so they can come in and fill their baskets and have something for the summer.
And then fill their bellies.
Yeah.
What kind of food do you look for on this food drive?
So they like canned goods, usually that last a little while on their shelves if it does sit there. But they also like pastas, peanut butter, jelly stuff, macaroni and cheese, oatmeal, just stuff that's kind of easy to make for them and stuff that does last a little while on the shelves as well, so it doesn't spoil as fast.
Excellent. So just bring it up, and you guys will just be set out there.
Yeah.
And again, this is in front of both the Dillonses here in Hayes,
right.
Thursday, July 27th. Just bring up the bags of food, and you guys take it from them?
Well, yep. We'll be standing at both all the entrances, and we'll hand you a little sheet, kind of says what we're looking for, what we're collecting, like what we just said. And then you can throw a few extra items in your cart, and when you come out, you can hand us the bag, and we'll get it taken care of.
Now, you mentioned the cash donations from last mm-hmm. year as well. Is there a best way to do that?
Again, probably you can just give us the money, and our technicians will collect it, and then after we get it all together, we'll go give it to the Hayes Community Center. And last time we did it, I believe we had a matching donation from the Smith Foundation too, gave us $500 with that. So
very cool.
Hopefully we can do better this year and exceed that for 4,000 pounds, but we'll go see.
There you go. $1,600, 4,000 pounds of food. That's the minimum. Hayes, we need you to come out again Thursday, July 27th to either Dillon's locations here in Hayes.
Yeah. Just look for the big ambulance and our technicians there. We'll have our shirts on, and so you should be able to identify us pretty good.
Excellent. And we also got to talk about this. Coming up on Saturday, there is a community health fair, if I remember correctly.
Yes. The Ellis County Health Department is putting on their community fair. I believe it's going to be at Big Creek Crossing this Saturday from 8 to 3. We're going to have a booth there. We're going to talk about some of our CPR for Life stuff, some of our safe kids, our car seats and our bicycle helmets that we give away. But I know Kim at the health department's been working really hard at this. She's going to have a lot of vendors there, a lot of people to talk about. All stuff health related, I guess you call it. And I think they're having some food vendors out in the parking lot as well, too. So I think it'll be a fun time.
Yeah, really make a day of it.
Yeah.
You know, how important are these kind of events for, you know, the community's health in general?
You know, I think they're very important because there's a lot of people that don't realize all the different entities that our community has and the different services that we can offer, you know, if they need something. And I think this community fair will help highlight those and hopefully get more people in touch with the services that they need. So, I mean, I can't speak to what she's all having, but you know, I think you have, there's going to be some, I think Options is going to be there, the Northwest Kansas Area on Aging. Again, I think the health department's going to be doing blood pressure checks and there's just going to be a plethora of health services there. So I think it'll be very informative for our community, and hopefully we can do this every year if we need to.
You mentioned the blood pressure checks, and that's been, as I'm getting a little bit older, one of the things that's been eye-opening to me is how important that is to know it and take action early. Don't let it just set.
Yeah, your blood pressure.
Yeah, if it's not good like mine.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a lot of times you think you're just feeling kind of crummy or whatever, but sometimes it's just your blood pressure. You're either too stressed out or you've just been doing way too much, and your body tells you what's going on, and your blood pressure is probably the first thing to throw you out of whack. So it's a good thing to get it measured every once in a while. You know, even I don't know if Walmart still has the one, or you can go and sit and get the electronic one. But, you know, even if you stop by our stations, we have lots of people stop by the station and just ask us if we'll check their blood pressure. Yeah, we can do that.
Very cool.
Let us know.
So I have a funny story with the Walmart one. I went in one time and it read like 215 over 180. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm dead. Let me try it again. And it came back. It was even, the second reading was even crazier. So I don't know about the accuracy of those.
Yeah.
But now you can get kind of those, and they're fairly cheap, you know, home models.
Sure.
Like 20 bucks or so that you can test it every day.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that use the home ones and they're pretty accurate too. So.
But you have to have that first like kicker, that first like, oh, I might have a problem.
Yeah.
Go get a professional to do it and give you a real reading.
Yeah. And again, a lot of people don't know they're having problems until they go to their doctor, get a checkup, something like that. And then they're like, hey, your blood pressure's a little high. So that's when it all starts. And hopefully you can catch it early and get it under control.
Yeah.
And I mean, let's be honest, like most of the time, those machines only get used by bored kids waiting at the pharmacy for their parents.
That might be true. Yes.
Well, Danita, we're virtually out of time. Anything else going on down at the EMS you want to talk about before we go?
Nothing really that I can think of. We're helping out at the fair this week. I think you guys have been talking about everything going on there. We're there helping stand by and make sure everybody stays safe in this heat and they don't get overheated and dehydrated. So we hope to see lots of you down there to help support that.